Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The time, for those of you who keep track of such things, is coming up on 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of my colleagues on the DJV show. They would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. So I'm going to do something a little different this week, ladies, with your permission, or even if I don't have your permission. But I'm going to try something different here.
Where we stand.
You know, well, you're sitting, aren't you, at the moment? I think
at the moment, yes.
All right. So I'm going to go through all the stories and all the people. I'm going to ask you to pick out the one that you would like to talk about most, and we'll jump from there. All right? So
sure.
The story list, the top 10 stories this week, start at number 10 with the story of those murder hornets that goes back to the beginning of the week, came to America on that Chinese ship, but apparently they have their derivation in Japan. So when you look at those pictures, we'll talk about that. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the end of the charges against him. Number 8, the situation, the relationship situation that we find ourselves in, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whatever that situation. Number 7 is a focus on technology and censorship on things like Facebook. Number 6, the jogger in Georgia that was killed and its impact on race relations in our country yet again. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, the economy and the situation, the debate that's going on reopening businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Healthcare, number 2 and number 1, all the stats and when are we going to get out of this and that sort of thing that continues to be on people's minds. On the people list, Michael Flynn is at 10. Fatty is number 9, Kim Jong-un. Zuckerberg is number 8. 7 is Ahmaud Arbery. We'll talk about that situation down in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 6 is Michelle Obama. 5, Joe Biden. And Tara Reid sort of tied for that position. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at 4. Dr. Fauci and his colleague Dr. Birx at 3. Mike Pence at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. So can I, before we do, ask each other what we think is not most important, but what stimulates us the most this week. I don't know anything, and I must, whether I ignore these sorts of things or not, I might not have ignored it if I'd have paid attention to it or even seen it, but I haven't seen or heard anything about this Michelle Obama film. What do you ladies know about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the DJV show. It's the documentary of her book tour, Becoming.
Oh.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I thought there was something else. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They've done stuff. They have a contract, I think, with networks. Netflix.
They have a production company, stuff, yeah. And they have a certain number of properties that they have to deliver.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing that?
Yeah, I am. I've seen bits and pieces of her book tour along the way. And, it sounds interesting. I didn't read all of the book. I started reading it, and then I just don't have time to read books at this point. But I have heard lots of good things about it, that it's a wonderful memoir. So
I don't have
it. I'm going to take a pass on it.
Why? Is it because you're married to Obama? You didn't like Obama?
No. You know what? That's so ridiculous. It's not that I don't like either one of them. It's just I don't know. It's weird to me when you put out a documentary about yourself. I don't know. That's the first project of their production company.
No, it's not. The first project,
the second
won an Oscar.
One.
Yeah.
But the second project is about Michelle
Obama.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Trump's going to put out a documentary about himself?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'd watch it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in particularly
whatever your
hearing
personal
a documentary
preferences.
That you put out by
I'm not much interested in either, even though I like her. I think she's very likable. I think she balanced him a lot from going way off the deep end in many areas of his leadership. And so,
Point of the documentary is really to highlight the stories that she, the people she met along the way, and sharing their stories. It's really not just look at me, but whatever. If people don't like her, they don't like her. You know,
that has nothing to do with it. I just, I'm not really interested in it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not interested either in seeing it, but I do like her. I have not. It's not to do with liking her or not liking her. I have much more regard for her.
I wouldn't
her.
Watch a documentary on Nancy Reagan.
I would. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Stuff on television that I have to catch up on way before that comes up in the list.
Victoria, of these stories, which one do you want to talk about? Which one has piqued your interest this week, or do you think needs more discussion? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't really need any more discussion.
I agree with that. I think we've discussed a lot of it. The murder hornets for sure freaked me out the most of any of these stories. That bug is ugly. I saw a little clip of it taking down a mouse, and it's just, that freaks me out the most. And you know,
so what do we do about getting rid of stuff like that?
It's being overblown. Some expert on bees and insects, I guess, was talking about how it's in Washington, but all these other states who are panicking about it coming their way it's an overreaction just because it seems like a funny story to talk about a murder hornet, probably. But I think people, if they're really worried about them coming, this guy said that because of the ecology, they're going to do better in Washington right near the Canadian border rather than places further south. How many times have we been downplayed about something that's ultimately come to get us? I don't know. Many times.
All I know is that in New York with Central Park and then the Botanical Gardens in the Bronx there are certain things that are in Central Park, certain things growing in the Botanical Gardens that attract this thing. So that's New York has, I think, a little bit more on edge about it because that is what they like in Japan, you know, the cherry blossoms and things like that. There are certain things that it's attracted to, and
Where do these things come from? How do they?
Well, this one came on a. They know that this that it came on a container.
No, I understand
China.
How it got here, but where did it come from in the first place? How did it grow? How was it developed?
Who knows?
What sort of genetic thing created this monster?
I don't know.
Was it born in the Fukuyama nuclear disaster in Japan? Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Something that come out of some...
Oh, God, that makes it scarier. Now that's a movie.
Yeah, that's...
They look like a superhero. They look like they go out and put a helmet on before they start flying around.
Oh, what's that movie that Paul Rudd was in, The Fly or The Ant? Or
Ant-Man.
Whatever it is, yeah.
And
no, who is The Fly? Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was The Fly. Or was it The Wasp?
There's the
movie The Fly, The Wasp... And the Ant, right? There are those three movies?
Well, Ant-Man and the Wasp, that's one movie together. That's a comedy, though, I think, right?
Who played the Wasp?
That chick from Lost, who said that quarantining was stupid.
Evangeline Lilly, right.
All right, so Jennifer, your turn. Out of all of these things, which do you want to talk about? Which one has found
you know
the book
one
on the local show?
Well, I think this is the most important story maybe in our lifetime, and I don't know that it's going to get the attention because the mainstream news media was complicit in it. And as much as the murder hornets scare me, this scares me a whole lot more when I know that the federal government is weaponizing itself against American people. And if they want you to be guilty, then you're going to be guilty. And I think that's eye-opening, and it's
I don't think that's anything new. I think there's been a lot of stuff.
New. You're
the
right
IRS
about that.
Used to do that. Still does.
Well, the IRS would target people all the time. Now, if you missed just kind of an overview of what's happening this week, it goes far beyond Michael Flynn. Maybe the most recent piece of news is that under pressure, Adam Schiff, who's at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, released transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel during the Russia probe that happened between 2017 and 2018. And the reason he released them, you know, it's really funny. Adam Schiff, and I think maybe he might be, who knows? People are dumb when they vote. But, so I can't, but if this
a lot
was,
of us
if there was,
say that.
if there, well, despite, real evidence. I think people ignore it and instead focus on what's fake. And Adam Schiff has come out for years, and I think we can all agree, saying that he had seen direct evidence of collusion between President Trump, or then at that time, candidate Trump, and Russia. He said it a million times. We've seen direct evidence of collusion. He'd come out shaking his head after he did his big interviews. Well, it turns out that Adam Schiff, even though he said he'd like to release these documents, really didn't when he had the opportunity. They were declassified. He was able to release them, and he refused. And so finally, there was enough pressure from Republicans in the House of Representatives to actually have Adam Schiff release these documents, and also a threat from the Department of the Director of National Intelligence, who said, if you don't release them, Adam, I will. So finally, on Thursday of this past week, Adam Schiff released late transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel. Now, in those interviews, if you start to filter through them, he talked to 57 different people. He had 57 transcripts that were released. Not one of them provided any evidence at all, direct or otherwise, of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Yet Adam Schiff came out every single night saying how he had seen evidence of such things. That was not true. Even people like James Clapper, who was the former director of intelligence for President Obama, came out and said he saw no direct evidence of collusion. What has James Clapper been doing the last few years? Well, he's been a pundit and a talking head on cable news where he's talked about some of that evidence that exists, the collusion narrative. He never saw it when he testified under oath. So now you're seeing all of these people who start to lie, to start drafting the story that people can't unsee in the headlines that we've been pushed on, that been pushed on us for the last 3 years. So those transcripts are out. Even Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who turned on Trump, said he had never seen any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia. All of these things falling apart. Now, also unraveling is the Mueller investigation and why it was even started. And it seems that the whole Mueller investigation was started because of that dossier that we heard so much about.
20 past the hour.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bigger red ear, I'll share a tip how to catch them right after this.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes catch the red ear. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind. this can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Victoria. All right, moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV show cast. We are cast in this hour to take the charts from Talkers Magazine that are published every week at talkers.com. They are the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so we have, I'm stuck a little bit on seven. Which is about technology, more because, and I'm not even sure that you would agree with this, a technological story. Amazon is considered big in the tech world and big in the whole world. And so these whistleblowers that were fired because they were complaining about the working conditions, and now some senators are asking questions. They want to interview Bezos and find out why it is that these people were fired. Why were they fired? What was the, does anybody know what the background was of, because Bezos and his company have defended the fire. I mean, you see all these ads everywhere. We're hiring, $15 an hour.
Part of the agreement when you work for Amazon is you're not allowed to disparage Amazon. And so that was the grounds, I believe, for their firing.
So.
In which they did.
You have to quit first and then you disparage them. Right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I guess. I mean, if that's how you, if it's that important to you, sure.
Well,
I mean, look, Amazon has had a lot of problems with the virus, and a lot of people
too big.
Have come forward. Well, no, I mean,
how do you manage that company? It's too big. Like government's too big.
They've had a lot of issues with the virus spreading throughout the warehouses, and a lot of workers, rightly so, feel it's not a safe environment. So
well,
if you don't
you
feel like
say
your workplace is a safe environment right now, you know, you're allowed to say something unless you work for Amazon and then you're not and you can get fired for it.
So is that the case? There have been complaints about all these meatpacking places that have closed down because they're full of coronavirus. Some of the fast food restaurants are closing down because of the virus. And this is on, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about with regard to, it's all things virus, I know that we tend to wrap ourselves around, but we're now talking about airlines and how to go public and get back to normal. We still have to wear a mask. Why wasn't this, when it first came out, why are we waiting until the middle of May when, admittedly, all of this stuff is on the downturn? Why are we in public being told, if you don't wear a mask, there's a preacher in Boston that's running his, opens his church every Sunday, and even though you're not supposed to have gatherings, he brings people in and gets fined every week by the city, and he still does it. Why wasn't there earlier on a mandate to wear masks and take care of yourself and others?
Because we were so far behind this virus. In every place.
Well, what good does it do now? I mean, I guess it'll
be now sad, but the only thing we can do now is try to prevent the second wave from being worse than the first. It's a known fact at this point. There will be another wave, maybe even a third. Just like the Spanish flu had three waves, but the Spanish flu, the second and the third waves were so much more severe than the first one, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. Because, look, we saw what happened in the first wave. Our economy went into the crapper. Everything was shut down. If we don't take precautions now, it's going to be so much worse for the second wave and the economic ramifications associated with it. So it makes sense we have to do what we can do.
Yeah.
Putting the two of them together. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I feel like there's so much explaining that needs to be done about the masks for me. I mean, I understand in theory why people are being told to wear them. I'm respectful of that. But the misinformation about not wearing them, then wearing them,
it's a streamlined message, though. You're wearing it not so that you don't catch it, it's so that you don't give it to someone.
Which is good.
I think everybody can understand that. That's a pretty simple message.
We should have had that message early on. Well, that's not a difficult message to comprehend.
Right.
And they knew.
Gene Simmons gets it. Remember earlier in the week on the DJV show, we were talking about him explaining it to his fans. So,
28 past the hour.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are now warning that the country should brace for more economic problems in the months ahead. While most states are working on reopening their economies, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says by June, unemployment could reach 20%. The last time it was that high was back in the Great Depression.
We understand why the economy is slowing down, and we expect that we can reverse it. Whereas in the Depression, there were a lot of other things, a lot of policy errors and so on, that made the whole thing drag out.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
COVID-19 is affecting much-needed heart and other transplants. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is remembering rock and roll icon Little Richard, who died at his Tennessee home on Saturday. He was 87 years old. The artist's longtime guitarist, Charles Glenn, said he'd been sick for about 2 months. The cause of death is still unknown. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Opening up about the issues of the week, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I call it the Talk Radio Review, or the Talk Radio Roundup. Choose your poison, if you will. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Storm. Jennifer Storm, where'd that come from? I'm looking at the weather. Jennifer, we changed your name. There was a lady on a station that I used to... I'm still on it in Eugene, Oregon, K-U-G-N. The lady's name was Stormy Weather, I think. She's on the... Interesting lady. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Number six. The word disgusting comes to mind when I see this stuff because it's transparent, but yet talking about it doesn't seem to do it. You know, sometimes when you talk about things, you actually feel like you're doing some good that get people to, the ideas you have, get people to focus on things. This is such a polarizing, and how can it be polarizing when two guys basically murder somebody else for no good reason? Two white guys, father and a son, They gang up on this guy who's jogging down the street because they say he looks like someone who robbed a store or something. I don't even know what the
They claim that there had been a series of burglaries in the neighborhood. And then now it's coming out that there was never a single burglary reported in the weeks leading up to this shooting. So, you know, there were no break-ins reported. And so it just,
what causes this? But what? Let's get into the deeper. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it deserves something more than the same superficial stuff that we always lay on this. You know, stupid white people who don't like black people, and it's always in the South, and yada yada yada. Some cop shoots a white cop shoots a black guy.
This is more than that. This is mental. I mean, this is someone who is mentally deranged. If you watch this video, you will see that this is not the activity of a sane person. And there are plenty of people who are racist on all sides of the aisle: blacks who hate whites, whites who hate blacks, whites who hate purples. But that doesn't mean you pick up a gun and go hunt somebody. And so I'm not trying to discount people who have stereotypes or who hate them, because that's
but
bad.
Who thinks
love
this
everybody,
way? And
all
how
of
do
that.
They get to this point of thinking this way?
This is someone who's deranged, who thinks that it's okay to grab the dopey son and go on a hunting expedition of another human being.
With a rifle.
That's beyond explanation. Well, that's evil, and it's bad.
Yeah. The son had a rifle, and the father had a handgun. So they had two guns. And then, so we were talking earlier about who recorded the video. It turns out that the son's neighbor, a guy named William Bryan, was the one who recorded the video. So he came forward.
So there's a lot of questions on that, too, because why? Here's the thing. If I saw that, I always put myself in someone else's shoes. If I saw that unfolding, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would just stand there and hold the camera. I would be probably screaming and shouting and trying to
call
the police.
But I think, Jen,
maybe this guy did.
Well, he didn't. And so this guy jumped in the back of the truck because he was going to go along with it. So I think he was filming the video as more of a trophy piece.
As a pride thing. Exactly.
Exactly. Which is so messed up.
And that's what makes me wonder who the heck this guy is. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why it happens. Where it starts. This goes back millennia, where people don't, you know, of one color, don't like it. I was looking at a documentary last night of the British royal family. You know that Queen Elizabeth's father, when he went to Africa to bestow honors on the black soldiers, was told by his handlers that he couldn't touch them because he couldn't befoul his white skin with the dark skin of the Africans. This was 1949, 1950? Somewhere in there. I mean, imagine, that's not that long ago. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on now, it's like we're still fighting the Civil War. Like, people still don't get that the Genome Project proved that we were all the same, no matter what the color of our skin. As if you didn't know that in the first place.
Those are people who believe in science, though. These are people, you know, if you believe in science, then sure, that's going to seem
logical.
But there are a lot of people who don't want to believe in science, and, you know, it's just... Whatever. It's
all right.
Horrible.
Number five on the list of items eligible for conversation, our relationship with China. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I don't feel like there's enough attention or action on this to satisfy me yet with regard to the people in the House and the Senate getting very active, very aggressive at curbing our relationship business-wise and otherwise with China and incentivizing bringing our businesses back. So what's going on, Jennifer? Or what isn't going on?
One of the newest developments is that the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, felt the same way that you did, felt that the House of Representatives, not even back in session yet, wasn't taking action quickly enough or seriously enough on China. And so he formed internally, he formed a coronavirus, I don't want to say task force because that's what the White House is doing, but a Chinese task force, particularly,
caucus.
So that the House could actually start doing investigations and get, you know, line up the proof that they need to start talking about some legislation, some things that would allow for people to not only sue China, but also for incentives to bring businesses back. So that is finally underway this week. But I think you're right. This is, again, one of those things
what
that
the hell are we waiting for?
It needs to start with bringing industry back.
The public wants – this is – more you talk about this with people publicly, the more, if they are thinking straight at all, they want to go after the reason, the cause, the people – who are responsible for this outrage, not only in our country, but around the world. bringing the world pretty much to a standstill. Whether it ought to have been that way or not, whatever other conspiratorial things may or may not have gone on, it still is time for us to wake up, and all of you can have action here by not buying things that are made in China. And to be vocal when it comes to whoever's running for local, statewide, national office, this is the number one priority for me this year. This is a question I'm going to ask every candidate. I already started. I've been writing to my local, my congressperson here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So far, zero. And that doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve most Americans well. What are you protecting? Why are you not on the bandwagon at the beginning to strike out and get to the bottom of what, never mind, happened, but what we're going to do about it? You're just going to roll over and let these people do the same thing again? Then we are doomed. We're done. We let these people go back. We just go back to doing business as usual, buying all this crap from China and having all this, these drugs manufactured there and God knows what else we're absorbing into our body from there. We're going to get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. We kind of have. You're right. I agree with you. Yep. Kind of already have. So, all right. Do we have, let's see, number four. I'm still not trying. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, you get so wrapped up in stuff. I'm so angry about China and so want to work this thing over. And then I get to Joe Biden and Tara Reid and what actually happened and why it's taken 35 years. And I just wonder, it's so frustrating. Why in the world have we got these two guys running instead of the best of the best? And Jennifer thinks that Trump's the best president we ever had. Okay, so that's your opinion, and I love you for it. And you can back it up any way you want to. I just thought, these are the two best guys? Most qualified guys?
Let me qualify this. I think he's the best president that we've ever had. Now, yeah. Do I think that both of these guys have probably said
things
or done things?
Like he beats Lincoln and FDR and Reagan?
I think
really?
He is one of the best presidents we've ever had, yes. I think he's been one of the most effective, and I could give you 1,000 reasons, but that's not really the conversation. The conversation is, do I think that Trump is, like, perfect morally speaking? No. Do I think that he said some things and done some things that are wrong? Yes. Do I think that Joe Biden has done those things? Absolutely yes. I think that, unfortunately, it comes with power positions, and I think those things are slowly changing. But, does that say that they won't be great presidents? Well, I think there's a lot of people, Democrats, who have screamed as and included them as part of the Me Too movement, who are going to go and vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, you know, maybe there's some hypocrisy in that. Maybe there's not. So, but we all make these choices, right?
Here's where I am on this.
You get rewarded with somebody like Trump.
When I look at Joe Biden, and maybe other candidates, but when I look at him, I think of the Manchurian candidate. And of the Democratic National Committee putting a puppet into a position who they pushed aside everybody else. They pushed Bernie out of the way. They pushed Bloomberg out of the way. They pushed some of the other people that deserved to be pushed out of the way. But those were two viable candidates. I mean, really strong candidates in many different ways. And because they didn't fit into the mold of the people running, it was the same thing that happened when Hillary Clinton pushed Bernie, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. The same bunch of people who are basically trying to groom or find somebody. You know, they were told you want to stay in the Democrat. Look at what happened to Mayor Pete or any of these people. Stand in line. You'll get yours later on. We need to get everybody behind Biden. Why?
Yeah, but the problem, though, I love Mayor Pete, but the problem is he just didn't have any minority support.
Get that. Yeah, but I'm just saying general.
I understand, and I have a lot of very close family members and friends who love Bernie and have loved him for a long time. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Bernie supporters love to go to rallies, but they just don't go and vote. So, you know, you can, and I agree, I do think Bernie in 2016, I think he was absolutely kicked aside and that was very unfair. In this case, though, you know, the numbers are the numbers. His supporters just didn't go to the polls. Yeah. They didn't show up.
But you know what I'm saying about...
I do believe
he's a puppet. If you listen to, and I feel bad because... it almost to me, and I'm not being shocking when I say I feel like it's almost elder abuse, because if you look at the person Joe Biden was a year ago, it's much different than the person that Joe Biden is today. And he's out there, and clearly they're trying to put in somebody who will take over for him. You know, at some point, whether he even makes it one day in office, we don't know. But as far as these sexual harassment claims go, the fact that he's getting a pass from the media and Democrats who skewered Judge Kavanaugh, and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh had much less evidence than Tara Reid does. Tara Reid has a series of stuff that's following her, corroboration of her story from the 90s. And everybody's like, yeah, but no, we believe Joe. Well, how come you didn't extend that same belief to someone where there was no evidence, just one woman's word?
You answered your own question. The answer to your question is in the question.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
Tara Reid recorded an interview with Megyn Kelly. It hasn't aired yet. That I've been saying, where is she? Where I want to see her. I want to see her talk about this.
47 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Proctalgia fugax is a rectal condition in which intense muscle spasms in and around the canal of the anus cause severe pain. Patients can have pain that lasts a few seconds or up to 30 minutes. Dr. John Pemberton is a colorectal surgeon.
If you examine those patients, you can often find a spasm and tightness in the levator ani musculature, which are the muscles that form the bottom of the pelvis through which the anus travels.
These painful attacks happen most often at night. Dr. Pemberton says if you can get the muscle to relax, the pain almost always disappears. Warm baths or other relaxation techniques may help. But if your spasms are severe,
you can, with proctalgia fugax, address sphincter relaxation and what's called shortwave diathermy.
This uses high-frequency electromagnetic energy to heat and relax the muscle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily. Red or swollen tender gums. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth. Persistent bad breath or bad taste. Permanent teeth that are loose or separating. Any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite. Or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Elizabeth Miller is here. She often joins us with the updates on what's happening with Calitrin, the internationally famous product that is for weight loss the natural way. She's going to talk to us, I think, about what impact the current situation that we're all in, Elizabeth. It's everybody's up to their Mickey in terms of worrying about the virus and they're going to get it. And one of the main problems that people have and people who are susceptible to this is folks who are overweight. So what is Calitrin saying to prospective the people that would use the product about the need, the immediacy of losing weight so you can maintain your health?
Well, you know, Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time.
One of the things that I've been underscoring when I've talked about Calitrin on the air is basically this is for you. The aim is you. I mean, maybe you thought of your mother, your father. Maybe you're looking at yourself in the mirror. But this is about taking care of you, is it not?
Exactly. And with Calitrin, you know, it is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you're really, you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start. It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too.
All right, as long as we're talking about the website, toploss.com, let's talk about how Calitrin is basically there. The people who work with you at Calitrin, how they are available to help, because a lot of people, you know, they may not know enough about it. They can go to the website and see the success stories. But aren't there people also available there that can talk with folks about what to do and how to do it?
Yes, sir. You know, we don't sell Calitrin in stores for that very reason right there. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product. We're not just saying, here, good luck, hope it works for you, and then never answering the phone. You know, this is, we got an 800 number. We're available 5 days a week. You can call us, ask questions. Again, you can email back and forth with your Calitrin consultant, and we're going to do everything we can to help you see results with this product.
What's the 800 number, beside going to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com, what's that 800 number people can access?
It's 1-800-325-4366. So, again, that's 1-800-325-4366. Now, if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can also go to the website and chat with us online. We do have chat available. We also have chat on Facebook, too. So if you're on Facebook Messenger, you go to TopLoss or search Calitrin on Facebook, you're going to see our page. You can message us there. And I'm going to spell Calitrin for you, too, because on Facebook I know Calitrin could be misspelled. It's C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, so Calitrin on Facebook.
And again, that number, 800-325-4366, other than going to TopLoss.com. All right, so what's the deal? People go there, they want to buy a six-month supply. What do we have to offer them besides free shipping using the DJV code? What's the deal?
Well, right now we have a buy three, get three free going on. So that six-month supply is like paying half price today. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. You can do the buy four, get four free. You could do as many as you wanted on that, but it's buy three, get three free. So it's a perfect time to jump on it, maybe stock up and save, or even split it with a friend. So, again, toploss.com has all the information in the sale. And if you have questions, or if you want to even split up your payments, I know a lot of people during this time, you know, you're concerned about your bank account and being off of work for a little while, call us and ask about our no-interest payment plan. 1-800-325-4366, or again, that's toploss.com.
All right, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the savings. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help you lose weight, stay safe and healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.